The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Panic is reportedly sweeping Generation Z or Z, depending on how you look at it, because two-thirds of young drivers admit that they've asked their parents or friends to park their cars for them. New research from the UK shows parking fears are so bad that many would rather walk or avoid tight spaces altogether than attempt a tricky manoeuvre. Lara Lewis, driving instructor, and Saoirse Hanley, journalist with the Irish Independent, join me now. And by virtue of demographics, Saoirse is squarely within the representative group that this relates to. Before we get Saoirse's personal experience, Lara, is this something that you are seeing often?
Hi, Anton. Hi, Saoirse. The thing about the Irish driving test is that we have three manoeuvres. We have the reverse, we have the hill start, and we have the turnabout. But there is no there's no parking. They do have that in the UK and other countries. So basically, if someone wants to learn how to park, they've got to do it sort of pretty much outside their 12 essential driver training lessons. So you do come across a lot of people that are absolutely terrified of parking. And I have heard of people who have contacted a parent who's had to drive up to 30 minutes to actually go and park someone's car or get it out of a parking space.
And even though you say the 12 lessons, it is now mandatory that you have to do, isn't it, 12 hours in total, isn't it, of training? Even though it's not in the test, driving instructors don't tend to say, we might just cover off parking while we're at it.
Well, do you know what, Anton? I do, right? And there is no student that would ever leave my tuition without knowing how to park. And if they don't know how to park after 12 EDT lessons or essential driver training lessons, I would encourage them to book a lesson where they learn how to park. Because, it's an essential part of driving. But, I know so many people who will go to, a bigger car park like Aldi or Lidl where they can actually get in easily rather than go to, a more sort of contained car park like Dunn's. Or it depends on the car park, I suppose. But my local car parks, just to get somewhere in easier, they're terrified. Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, if you're listening and this rings a bell and you'd like to share instances of your own personal shame while shielded by anonymity, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or 087-1400-106. Saoirse, surely this has never happened to you.
Yeah, can I go anonymous now, please, actually, because it has. When I was first learning to drive, because I had done all my lessons and I got my license and I was really excited about it. And I remember pulling in somewhere in Cork City and it took me about... God, I think my friends let me do it for about 7 to 8 minutes of in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out until a friend was like, do you want me just to do it for you? And I was like, yeah, please, I can't. Because by that point, you're sweating, you're slipping off the wheel. There's you're shaking, you just can't do it. And I think as well, I was driving my mom's car at the time, so I was more nervous. And I was like, I actually just, at this point, I'm going to lift a foot or something and lose control of this car and do it. I will say I have gotten better.
How did you get better? Was this conscious effort and practice, or is it just that gradually through osmosis you've improved?
I think it is just practice. I mean, I'm from a very, very, very hilly part of the country. I'm from Cove, so it's all hills. And Cove, in fact, Ireland's best coffee shop, the Holy Ground, is on, it's called just Top of the Hill, which is a very Cove thing to call it, but it's been literally a huge steep hill. And to get into this coffee shop, you have to kind of pull in to parallel park on a steep hill, which is also a main road. So if you want to get a coffee or you want to stop there, and there's a few other bits on the road that you might want to be in there for, to go to the shop or the chipper or whatever it is, you have to park there. And I have done that and abandoned it. I have tried, my sister saw me once try and go in and out several times during COVID and then panic and drive away. But eventually I got good at it. Now I can parallel park anywhere, but I actually can't really drive into a parking space. I can reverse. I love reversing in, but I actually can't go in front facing.
You can't drive straight on into a parking space.
If it's in front of me, yeah. But if there's a car on either side, I'll go elsewhere. I will go to the end of the car park and park far away.
So if you're driving through a car park and there is a gap, let's say to your right, you will say, even though you're driving straight on into it, I can't make the right turn into that parking. Sorry, I should take the tone of incredulity out of my voice.
This is very normal and natural.
Do you believe that you are representative of your generation, or is this an exercise in ageism saying that everybody who is Gen Z is like this?
Well, I think it's kind of... It could be and it couldn't be, because the thing is, with that younger demographic, I'm on the very, very tail end of Gen Z, so in fairness there's people younger than me again, right? But most of us will be relatively early on in our driving careers. I mean, I learned about 10 years ago because I don't live in a city, so it was more essential that I learned. But you are that kind of cohort are people who did only quite recently learned to drive and won't have as many years of practice of parking. But it is funny that we talk about even about the test there. Like, you know, to get in and out of my driveway, I'd have to reverse around a corner. Because I lived in a hilly place, I'd have to practice hill starts by virtue. But if I wasn't putting an effort into actually just trying to learn to park, I wouldn't have. And that's why the first couple of times I tried, it was either abysmal, far away, or someone else did it for me. Now I can do it, I swear.
It looks like technology may come to the rescue. Text saying, all I can say is thank God for reversing cameras. I would be lost without mine. Another with automatic handbrakes. The hill starts will soon also be obsolete. Another, I did my driving test in Hollywood in Wales a number of years ago. At the end of the test, we approached the test centre and the instructor pointed to a spot outside the centre to park the car. This involved parallel parking uphill, a very steep hill, into a tight parking spot. Thankfully, I passed. And another texter says, when I was in Boston at a conference, one of the Gen Z undergraduates asked me to park their car in Harvard Yard. Well, I just had to oblige. I assume they asked you to park the car in Harvard Yard. Lara, does this point to a bigger problem with the test and how up to date it is? Because when you include things like the absence of parking and the presence of things like shuffle steering, it would suggest it could do with a bit of a refresh.
Oh, no, 100%. Absolutely. I mean, the test hasn't changed in years. I'm not actually entirely sure exactly how many years, but it's been a long, long time. And as I said earlier, like the three main manoeuvres are your hill start, your reverse around a left corner. It's not even a right, it's an actual left corner. And also then your turnabout. So, I mean, like they're your three main manoeuvres. So they're the things that people practice and practice and practice to get right. So in other countries, they have to do parallel parking, bay parking, reverse around a left or a right, various different things. But the Irish driving test is very, I think, very outdated from a personal point of view anyway. And also I feel that, you know, nobody should be allowed on the roads unless they can park the car. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, one of the more, I mean, you have to start the car and you have to park the car no matter when you take the car out. So, I mean, like to think that you don't have to learn how to park a car. Now, on a driving test, you're not judged on your parking prior to the test. Now, I wouldn't suggest to anyone that they park like badly before a test. You know, I'd reverse in and make sure it's all ready to go nicely. But at the end of a test, you will be judged on that parking. But that's the only parking that's graded on a driving test. So
does that mean that, let's say you drive back into the test centre, you should pick the easiest possible spot to park in, even if it's far away from the door? Because if you try for a tricky one that's close, you could lose points for parking badly. Is that right?
Well, pretty much. But like the tester will more than likely be guiding you anyway. So, I mean, it's all really within the realms of what's available. I mean, you know, the parking, the test centres are all very different. Some are very hard to get out of and into. Others are very easy, you know. So, I mean, Finglas is an easy one to do. Navan can be quite tight, you know, depending on which Mulhudder test centre. One is tight, one is okay, you know, so it all depends. But essentially, you've got to go with the instruction of the tester. So
just ask the tester. Just say, hey, tester, would you mind parking in for me there, please? I can't get in. Yeah. That's what I do.
Give me an easy spot, tester, please.
Saoirse, have you done anything subsequent to the test to actively practice your driving? And does anybody actively practice the driving? I don't mean try to drive well when they're driving. I mean say, do you know what I'll do? I'll go out this afternoon and I'll find a couple of difficult spots and I'll practice parallel parking.
Do you know, I actually really haven't. And I could do with it because I noticed I sold my car about a year ago because I just wasn't using it in Dublin City as much. But when I had a car, particularly in Dublin, I used to get really nervous before I'd go out. Like say if someone said, do you want to go for a swim in the 40 foot? I'd be like, oh my God, please no. Because there isn't like amazing parking there. It's quite difficult. Or if you're going to like Docky or, you know, the Fico Bats, it's so hard to park there. And I would actually spend the whole like 40 minute drive worrying about it. And I think things like that have helped practice. But I've never gone out and thought it. Now, because I don't drive as frequently, I actually feel like I could really do with the practice. Because I mean, I rented a car about a couple of months ago. And I asked for a really tiny one because I love driving really small cars. So if I have to park, I can get in somewhere. And they gave me this huge SUV and I actually nearly threw the keys into the river because I was so scared of doing it. And the first little bit of driving it, I was so scared again. So I think like, even though I've had my license for many years, practicing would actually do me a huge amount of good and definitely for parking. I have had to kind of, I think the baptism of fire of that, where if the only available spaces are the tight ones and you just have to do it and not get someone else to do it for you, I think that's really helped to practice.
We seem to have touched a nerve. I've no actual problem parking, but I've great problems finding my car in car parks, says one texter. I think the Explorer Ranulph Fiennes lost a car in, I think it was Frankfurt, and literally never found it again. Ended up just abandoning it, went home, it may still be there. Another, I'm 68 and driving for over 45 years. I'm still crap at parallel parking. I'm well past a generation zero, but I would prefer to go to a quiet location to park as bumpers are expensive. Another, I do volunteer car park duties at my local football club. When you mention the R word, reverse, I can see the look of terror on some of the drivers' faces. People also want to take up two spaces in case they get scratched. Crazy that parking is not included in the training or in the test. Lara, is parking one of those things, parallel parking particularly, is it one of those things that can be taught verbally? Are there tips that you can give us now to make it easier for those who struggle?
You know what? A lot of people on my social media channels ask me, how do I reverse park? How do I parallel park? It's very difficult to explain verbally unless you're physically in a car with someone. I'm not going to lie, you can try, but really you have to be there. You've got to be there to see where you make the mistakes and where you can improve on the mistake and get it right. Now, one of your commenters said about that it's not included in the training. In fact, driving instructors do have to do a parallel park to pass their test, but it's just new drivers don't have to do a parallel park. Just to get that clear, we need to be able to do it. But I don't know why they don't need to be able to do it. So if you see any good parallel parkers, it's probably a driving instructor.
A text saying nobody should be allowed to drive until they are capable of parking a car. Simple as. Well, Tisha, you described the 7 or 8 minutes of suffering before you handed over the keys to somebody else and asked them. How did you find the loss of personal dignity in that? Is it embarrassing having to ask somebody else to do it?
I'd say it's been maybe, it's probably been about a decade and I'm still embarrassed about it. Like, it was just, I think it was because when I had just learned to drive and I had newly qualified, I was really excited. And every first thing that I did or every time I got to bring friends out, you know, just by myself, it was the most exciting thing ever. And to have, I think I was full of a lot of confidence as well. It's like, I've got my license, I can do anything I want, I can drive anywhere. And then to not be able to do a very fundamental part of the bring, like, oh, I'll bring you to town, but I won't be able to safely deposit you by the side of the footpath. So I think to admit defeat and have someone else say, look, I've been driving longer than you, I can do it for you, just hand over the keys. And then you kind of had to, like, it was like a balloon had kind of been a bit deflated and my bravado was definitely gone. But I think it did, I like to say my pride has recovered, but I'm not sure because now I'm admitting it on air.
Lara, do you ever find prodigies? Do you ever get people who arrive into you and you say, okay, look, let's try a bit of parallel parking, and suddenly they turn out to be the Messi of parallel parking and you just sit in awe and say, you're gifted, you'll go far?
100%. Like, I know in the first 5 minutes if I've got a Lionel Messi. Like, literally, within the first 5 minutes I'll know, great. And I kind of think this is going to be easy money, you know. Like, there are people that just take to us like a duck to water, and there's others that just struggle that little bit more, you know. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no female male basis to it or anything like that. There's no gender basis. It's just some people take to driving quicker than others. Some people have that spatial awareness that others just don't have, you know. But I'd like to also say that, you know, any learners out there who are paying for lessons, they're paying for the lessons. And, you know, it's completely within their remit to ask their instructor, you know, I want to work on parking today. I want to really, you know, learn how to get into Dunn's and feel confident and, you know, feel safe today. Can we work on that? Because a lot of learners feel that they're just guided by the instructor and that's what they have to learn on that given lesson, you know. So, you know, I just want to put it out there that, you know, students can sort of say to their instructor, look, this is what I want to work on today. Can you help me with this? Or even book extra lessons to work on a particular thing, whether it's motorway driving or, I mean, our learners can't even drive on motorways, you know. So, I mean, how can they pass a test and suddenly rock a motorway, you know, when they've never had a lesson on a motorway? There's lots of things like that. So, you know, feel the learner should feel free to be able to sort of broach their instructor and ask for help with whatever they're struggling with.
Lara, thank you very much. That is Lara Lewis, driving instructor. And thank you also to Saoirse Hanley, journalist at the Irish Independent and reformed fabulous parker.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.